Ho, ho, the occupation's got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho, the occupation's got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho, the occupation's got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho, the occupation's got to go. All right. Next, we're very, very honored to have Christina Gutierrez. Christina is a organizer and a justice provider for immigrant rights, for the struggle for the liberation of Colombian people and human rights all over the world. Welcome, Christina.
Brothers and sisters, some people tell us that we Colombians, that we are speaking in the old language, that this is a new era, that we must speak in that new language. My brothers and sisters, the imperialists have not changed their language. Even under the so-called liberal Obama administration, they still call our freedom fighters terrorists, whether they are in Colombia or Palestine. The Obama administration continue trying to execute the revolutionary Mumia Abu Jamal. His administration still have in jail lawyers for defending political prisoners, like in the case on Lynn Stewart. It is the Obama administration that militarized Haiti and supported the coup in Honduras. It is the Obama administration that has taken over 7 of the 12 military bases in Colombia. It is his administration that continues to have a relationship with the paramilitary narco-trafficker government in Colombia and gave it billions of dollars to continue the massacre of trade unionists, the displacement of peasants in order to steal their land, and is financing the annihilation of the revolutionary movement of my country, such as the FARC and the ELN. We are here to ask you to stop the new government from destroying the aspirations of the people of the world for justice and freedom. We are here to ask you not to raise money for us, not to construct committees in solidarity with our people, but we are here to ask you to stop the military budget, to stop the war, and to demand that the money be spent on education, creating jobs, housing, and healthcare for all here in this country. We are asking you to fight against racism in your own country and a struggle for reparation for the black people here in the United States. What we are asking you, brothers and sisters, is that you as workers in the United States fight for equality and justice for the working class here at home. If you do so, we, the people of the world, will be free, and our freedom will also be your freedom. We are asking you to organize to fight against the war in Iraq, to support the struggle of the people of Palestine for their own land, the struggle of the peoples of Latin America and the world for self-determination and socialism. Fight to build a United States of North America that will be loved and respected all over the world. That is a socialist United States of North America. That, brothers and sisters, will be the best solidarity you can do for us. Long live the struggle of the working class. Patria libre, venceremos!
Sisters and brothers, we are gathering here and we are waiting for more people to gather with us. My name is Richard Becker. I'm with the Answer Coalition. Answer is one of the organizations that initiated the March 20th Coalition, which is putting on today's demonstration. We still have, we are still waiting for a labor contingent to join us, which is having a pre-meeting a couple blocks away from here. We are going to, I want to introduce next and have really, I consider it a great privilege to introduce them, Local 2, and particularly Todo, who is the vice president of Local 2. She's the organizing director. And just before I came up here on the stage, I was asked by a media person, aren't we diluting our message by showing solidarity with the Local 2 workers? Do you think that dilutes our message? Right. We are here today fighting for the rights of the people. War and occupation and militarism are the negation of the rights of the people. We are here today to build a coalition, a people's movement that stands for the rights of all working people in this country, for jobs, for health care, for education, for child care, for everything we need. And all of that could be made available, except it's going down the rat hole of militarism. So today, We are standing, and we will hear a little later, with the Transport Workers Union, the Muni drivers, and they'll be up here to speak. And we're here today to stand with Local 2. For those of you who don't know, Local 2 has 9,000 members working in the hotels in San Francisco. They are mostly immigrant workers, our sisters and brothers who are struggling to get by. And now these giant transnational corporations, these hotels, want to make them pay hundreds of dollars a month for health care that's been a benefit. And they're fighting to keep their health care. And we're fighting to keep health care for all people. So please welcome Toldo.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for... I want to say thank you to the Answer Coalitions who allow our voice to be added into your event today to call an end to the wars in the Middle East. As a person who grew up in the war during Vietnam War, I witnessed the devastation of the war and it has in our country and it to our people. Myself, I have experienced the death of my families who had died during the war, the separations of our families' members during the war. Even after 36 years, we are still trying to recover from the war. The devastations of the war is not just for those countries that our government occupy, but the cost to support these war at $500 million a day, while 20 million of the U.S. residents who doesn't have a job. And I think that is wrong. So we need to think about the devastation is not only just to the country that we occupy, but to our own community and to own of our children who live in this country. This had to stop, and it had to stop now. We need the money for healthcare, jobs, housing, and education, not for war. In San Francisco, hotel workers are fighting a war against corporate greed. Hotel corporations like Hilton, Starwood, Marriott, who in the last 3 years, these corporations continue to make a record of profits. And the CEO of the Starwood in 2008, brother and sister in 2008, and that was a down year for the industry, the CEO received almost $5 million a year in compensations. Let me just put that to perspective. It would take a room attendant who worked in San Francisco 91 years of working to be able to earn the same amount that this corporation's CEO make in a year. And I think that is injustice. But that's not enough for them. In negotiations, they demand workers to give back, to do more work, take away benefits for hotel workers in San Francisco. We are fighting back and will continue to fight until we win a decent contract that will include affordable health care for our families and our community, a reasonable workload so that room attendant, dishwasher, cooks can be able to work until their retirement age. And for workers who work for the Hyatt and HEI currently don't have a right on the jobs, will have the right to choose the union by a simple, fast, and fair process. Today, hotel workers, we are asking you to boycott the Grand Hyatt, to boycott the Hyatt Fisherman Group, and boycott the Hilton, boycott the Palace Hotel, boycott the Western St. Francis, boycott the W, and boycott the Le Meridian Hotel. Today, hotel workers, we stand with you for peace and justice for everyone. Together, we say, stop the wars in the Middle East. Justice at home for hotel workers. Stop the wars in the Middle East. Justice at home for hotel workers. Stop the wars in the Middle East. Justice at home for hotel workers. Stop the war in the Middle East. Justice for hotel workers. Thank you so much, and we'll be with you.
Let's hear it for Local 2. I can't hear you. Are you ready to stand in solidarity with our union brothers and sisters?
Woo!
All right.
They say cutbacks.
We say fight back.
They say cutbacks.
We say fight back.
They say cutbacks.
We say fight back.
They say cutbacks.
We say fight back. All right.
Woo!
All right. It's an honor and a privilege to introduce my brother, Omali Yeshitila, who is the chairman of the African Socialist International. He's going to be speaking for the Black is Black Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations. Give it a big hand for Chairman O'Malley.
Thank you so much. Uhuru. I greet you with the slogan Uhuru. It is Swahili for freedom. It was made popular by the Kenyan Land Freedom Army, commonly known as Mau Mau, who fought a courageous battle against British colonialism in Kenya. I am here today representing the Black is Black Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations. It is a coalition of African people spanning the entire philosophical and ideological spectrum in the anti-imperialist Black community for self-determination. It is a coalition that is growing throughout the United States, that exists also in the Bahamas and England. It is a coalition that came together in September of last year and held the first national mobilization against the war and against this government since the inauguration of Barack Hussein Obama. We felt like it was our responsibility as African people to take on the question not only of the war that Obama's regime has continued to pursue, but the question of imperialism itself. We felt like it was necessary to create this coalition because we understand that imperialism is imperialism is imperialism, and that it does not matter what the complexion of the occupation of the White House is at any given time. We felt it was our responsibility to take a stand against the Obama regime precisely because it is the crisis of imperialism itself that made it necessary for imperialism to attempt to hide its face behind a black skin. So the Black is Black Coalition stands in solidarity with you. We stand in solidarity also because as African people, we have to be opposed to imperialism. Imperialism is not something that just started today. This war that we are talking about today is a consequence of the founding of the American empire itself. America is the greatest, worst empire that has ever existed on the face of the earth. We are here today to say that there will be no peace as long as imperialism continues to exist. That we have to move beyond. We have to move beyond tailing imperialism, calling for an end to this war and an end to that war and an end to the next war. We have to stand on the side of the oppressed. It is not enough to say peace. But we have to say solidarity with the resisting peoples of the world. It is not enough. It is not enough to say the U.S. out of Iraq. We have to say solidarity with the resistance of the Iraqi people. Solidarity with the resistance of the people of Afghanistan. Solidarity with the people of Palestine. Solidarity with Hugo Chavez and the people of Venezuela and throughout South America. Solidarity with the people of Zimbabwe. Solidarity with the people of Mexico and all of the oppressed and colonized people right here inside the United States as well. We say we live in a world whose political and economic configuration has come about as a consequence of terror and imperialism. It is a world that is based on a parasitic political economy, a world that is based on a parasitic economy that requires the blood of the peoples of the world in order for it to continue to be successful. It is because of the growing struggles of resistance of the peoples of the world that denies imperialism its lifeblood that makes it necessary for imperialism to now initiate what it considers to be a permanent state of warfare, not only against the people of the Middle East, not only against the people in Latin America, but against the peoples of the world. So we stand here to say that the Black is Black Coalition stands in solidarity with you. We understand that Barack Hussein Obama is the last desperate attempt by imperialism to hide in imperialist white power to hide behind a black face. We say it is the successful struggles of the people in Afghanistan and Palestine and and Pakistan. It is the growing struggles of the people in South America. It is anticipation of the struggles of the people in Africa and right here in this country that makes it necessary for imperialism to attempt to hide its white imperialist face behind the face of the slave. We say it will not work. Death to imperialism. Down with imperialism. Solidarity with the people of Palestine. Long live Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Long live the resistance of the people of Afghanistan! Solidarity with the people of South America who are fighting to take back their resources! Unity with the struggles of African, Mexicans, and the indigenous people right here in the Americas! Uhuru!
Give it up for O'Malley, Chairman O'Malley!
All right. Our next speaker is Omar Ali. He's a San Francisco State University student and an organizer with the Youth and Student Answer Coalition. Omar has been heavily involved in the organizing and support for Palestine and against imperialism all over the Middle East. Omar helped organize the March 4th action, and if we could please give him a big round of applause, because I can't hear you!
Money for jobs and education!
Not for war and occupation!
Brothers and sisters, 2 weeks ago, 15,000 parents, students, and teachers rallied right here to demand an end to the horrific cuts against public education. Today, we make that continuation of that concept. We have to make the important connections between the racist and genocidal wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, the increasing escalation in Yemen, Pakistan, Somalia, and Haiti with the budget crisis here at home. All around the country, thousands of education workers are losing their jobs. Classroom sizes are increasing. College costs are skyrocketing. And schools are disappearing. UC tuition right now has risen an enormous of 32%. This is an outrage for a higher education. Tens of thousands of California students will lose their right for higher education. African Americans and Latinos will lose that higher education privilege. And by that, I mean education is a right. It is not a privilege for the few. The main reason that there are no funds for education is because of the enormous military spending in Iraq and Afghanistan. Only one day of the war costs $500 million. One day can fund all the schools throughout California. And not only that, and can make it free too by the $1.4 trillion that is expected by the end of this year. In the last year and a half, trillions of dollars have been given to the corporations, bailouts to the banks, insurance companies. We say that money should have gone to the schools, not to the privileged few, not to the capitalists, not to the ruling class that have put us into this situation, that have put us into this economic crisis that we face right now, not on the backs of the working class people of this country, and not to promote racism against our brothers and sisters in Iraq and Afghanistan and Palestine, and to end the $13 billion that go to the genocidal and the settler state and the proxy of Israel. As I said before, I'm an organizer with the Youth and Student Answer. Answer Coalition has been the main factor and the one of the biggest role players in the anti-war movement across the country. So I urge everybody to go sign up right there where it says, get involved, money for jobs and education, not for war and bailouts. So by that, I would like to extend my solidarity as an Egyptian to my brothers and sisters of the Palestinian communities who have seen genocide, ethnic cleansing from the Israeli occupation forces and the colonial type of occupation of Palestine. Self-determination for the Palestinian people. They are more than capable of governing themselves and the Iraqi people. The Iraqi people No, they're class enemy, and their enemy is the U.S.-led occupation forces. It's not the Iraqi exiles like Ahmed Chalabi. Those people who came into the country after 30 years of exile and proclaimed as U.S. clients and that they'll bring democracy to Iraq. So by then, I want to end my speech by saying one last chant. All of us, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Louder! Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Thank you.
All right. We have a very, very special guest right now. In the long tradition of resistance to occupation of war, we're very honored to have with us today Daniel Ellsberg, who faced up to 115 years in prison for releasing the Pentagon Papers in 1971. Please give a warm welcome for Daniel Ellsberg.
Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Hi. Thanks a lot. I just come here minutes ago from addressing U.S. labor against the war. They're marching over now to join this march. It's very happy for me. I joined the UAW when I was 17. That was a long time ago, and 60 years ago. But labor on the whole has not been against the war since then. They weren't with us against the Vietnam War. I'm very happy to see they're joining now. What I told them was something that not many Americans know. That 40 years ago, 41 years ago, in 1969, there was a group and a movement called the Moratorium. And they called it the Moratorium rather than call it a general strike because that seemed too inflammatory. But what it was like today, demonstrations all over the country being counted not just in one city. There was 75,000 indeed in San Francisco, 100,000 in New York, but there were 10 here, 20 there, 1,000 there, all over the country, adding up to 2 million. And the difference was that it was on a weekday. They took off from the day for this, so it really was a general strike. They thought it had no effect. They were wrong, the people who ran that and the people who took part in it. Nixon had threatened the North through Russia and China that he was going to escalate on November 3rd, 1969. He was threatening and planning to use nuclear weapons, and also, as well, to invade Laos and Cambodia, North Vietnam, hit the dikes, hit Mine Haiphong, all the things that he did do later in the invasion of North Vietnam. If you've heard about $1 trillion estimated for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan over the next 10 years, try doubling that or tripling that and ask whether we can afford $1 or $2 trillion away from our infrastructure, our education, and our health to kill people in a hopeless, hopeless war in Afghanistan with no benefit to anyone except our warlords in Washington and their warlords over there. So that the only way we'll get out of that, and will take a long time, is for the people here to spread the activity so that the day will come when a general strike in this country causes Congress to cut off the money for Afghanistan and Iraq the way that they ended the Vietnam War. That's the only way it will end. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, our next speaker is Antoinette Marquez. She's a fourth grade elementary teacher at Buena Vista School in the Missions District. She strongly believes that the money going to the war should be used towards education, jobs, and healthcare. She also brought her most adorable students to come here with her today. And so I want to give a really, really big hand of applause for her. And her.
Hey, so my name is Antoinette Marquez, as you were told. And I am here because I am against the war, and I want that money to go to education, healthcare, and for jobs. I have 31 students in my class, and it is very difficult to meet all their needs. Sadly, though, those that need it the most, those students that come from low-income families, those are the ones that suffer from this crisis. How can we say that this is the greatest country in the world when I have to constantly send letters to my families asking for markers, asking for Kleenex, asking for those basic supplies that we should be already be receiving? The district is now trying to force teachers to teach more students than the contract says. 24 students in kinder and first, 27 in second and third, and now 33 in fourth and fifth. Those students, once again, that need it the most are losing tutoring, bus, transportation, all those extra things that they need, summer school, everything. How can I look at my students every day and promise them that they can go to university and college when they won't be able to afford it? How can they tell them that, yeah, put your mind to it, work hard, you could do anything, when they're cutting classes, when there's no more? Only those that can afford it are going. Those, again, that are from low-income families keep suffering. This is unjust and this is not right. We need to unite and demand money for education, healthcare, and jobs. How can we say that we're saving people in this war, but when we have people starving here, when we don't even have fair, quality education? Money for jobs and education.
Not for war.
War and occupation. Money for jobs and education. Hola, mi nombre es Antoinette Márquez. Yo soy una maestra en Buena Vista. Tengo yo 31 estudiantes y cada día es un esfuerzo tratar de ayudarles, tratar de darles todo lo que necesitan. Ahorita están cortando clases, están cortando el autobús, los servicios públicos, todo lo que necesitan los niños. Los que más ocupan esos recursos son los que están sufriendo. Tenemos que unirnos y demandar que nos den el dinero para educación, para empleos y para diferentes cosas que ocupamos. No para la guerra, no para la guerra. Ocupamos el dinero aquí, lo ocupamos para nuestros estudiantes. Esto es injusto y tenemos que pelear. Si no nos lo dan, tenemos que demandar los derechos que son de nosotros. Dinero para empleos y educación, no para guerras y ocupación. Gracias.
U.S. Israel, you will see. Palestine will be free. All right, let's go. U.S. Israel, you will see. Our next speaker of today is Lauren Sage. She just joined the United Here Local 2 Boycott Committee, and she is currently a member of One Struggle, One Fight, an anti-oppression direct action LGBT organization. Please welcome Lauren! Woo!
Can everybody hear me? When I woke up this morning, everything was the same. We do not have public health care. We do not have public education. We are not out of Iraq. We are not out of Afghanistan. And we are not out of Palestine. We, as the LGBT community, still are second-class citizens of this country. We do not have equal rights as the majority, and everything is still the same. Unfortunately, today, you know, we look at the anti-war movement and we look at the struggle of the LGBT people and we see the same propaganda used against both. We are being told that we can justify the wars based on race, class, and gender. But at the same time, these institutions are keeping the LGBT people down in this own country based off of race, class, and gender. Our struggles are so much intertwined, and in terms of the struggle and solidarity that we can have, if these two movements can actually come together and be strong, we will see socioeconomic escalation in a movement. No more escalation of wars. We will see a social escalation in this country. The anti-war movement needs to come together in terms of and coming together for LGBT struggle as this movement is escalating, because the LGBT movement is supportive and is strong of the anti-war movement. And if we can see the two come together and based off of this propaganda and stand up and fight back, no more escalation of these wars, and we will see escalation happen in this country where we will see healthcare for all, we will see public education, we will see a contract for the hotel workers in this city, we will see equal rights for every single individual, every tax-paying citizen, immigrant reform. And if we can all come together, we will see that all of these struggles are so intertwined. And if we can stand up and be strong, this is what will happen. And this is the change that we need. We are all fighting the same fight, and we are all in this together. So if you guys will join me, One Struggle, One Fight is holding a conference within the next month, and people are going to be out passing flyers about this conference and what ways can we see a social revolution and see the changes that we need and demand the things that we demand and see the things that we want. Come and join us with today, and I'm going to chant back. When I say one struggle, you say one fight, because this is all of our fights. These are all of our struggles. One struggle, one fight. One struggle,
one fight.
One struggle,
one fight.
Thank you.
Trillions for war but can't feed the poor. We're fired up, won't take no more. Trillions for war but can't feed the poor. We're fired up, won't take no more. All right, our final speaker of the first session is Salvador Cornyn. He's here as the Northern California coordinator of FMLN. So please, you guys, as the last speaker of the first session, let's give him a really, really, really big hand of applause.
In the context of the first anniversary of our electoral victory in El Salvador, the Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front greets you as compañeros de lucha, as brothers and sisters in the struggle against imperialism and militarism. For 12 years, the FMLN and the Salvadorian people fought against the U.S.-supported Salvadorian army, equipped with the most advanced weapons bought with your tax money. And we defeated every one of the military campaigns designed by the U.S. consultants. And we defeated them because we had the two most powerful weapons in the world. First, the support of the Salvadorian people, tired of military repression and economic exploitation. And secondly, the weapon that gave us your solidarity, the international solidarity of the U.S. people. Without you, we couldn't have achieved that goal. Our electoral victory was also the product of your intervention. Without thousands of international observers, we couldn't have defeated the massive fraud made by the right wing in the elections. Thank you, people of the United States. We are here today because we want to stop war. But war not only affects the countries that are being attacked, it also affects the people that, like us, unwillingly support the war. All the money that they are taking away through budget cuts in education, through massive layoffs of civil service employees, increase of muni fares, and increasingly more expensive health coverage is money that goes directly to the pockets of the transnational corporations that benefit from the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan. War has many faces, the most obvious of which is the invasion of the Middle East. The recent U.S.-backed coup d'etat in Honduras was also an act of war. An act of war against the people who were advancing in the way through self-determination. The Plan Mérida is also an act of war because it is designed to rip off the wealth of the countries of Latin America and is designed too to militarize the whole region. We also have a war going on right here in the United States, a war alongside the border with Mexico. A war against undefended, unarmed, innocent people who are being exiled by their own governments as a result of the so-called free trade agreements. The FMLN and the rest of the revolutionary parties all over in power now, all over Latin America, are well on our way to rescue our sovereignty, to take control of our own future, to bring our respective countries out of poverty and foreign domination. But we can do it without your help. We are opposing military domination and economic dependence, but our struggle needs your struggle. We need you to make this movement grow. We need you to keep this movement going. We need you to develop a movement so strong that is capable of changing the current U.S. policies of global domination. Your fight is our fight. Our victories are your victories. That is why it is so important that all of you who have come here to demonstrate against war also accompany us on May 1st on the Immigrant Workers March, because we need to support a comprehensive immigration reform. Every struggle that you do here is a struggle welcomed by the Latin American people. There is only one struggle, the struggle of the people are all over the world for dignified life. Down with the domination of global corporate companies. Long live freedom and social justice. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Salvador. And we are just getting ready to march. We have been joined by the labor contingent, which has just marched over here. But before we go, two more things. One, we want to hear a greeting from San Francisco Supervisor Royce McCarimi, who's going to wish us all Happy New Year. And you'll find out what that means.
Brothers and sisters, I'm Ross Mercurimi. I'm one of the supervisors here in City Hall. I'm the first Iranian-American elected to office in San Francisco. And whether you knew it or not, I think it's important that you recognize that today is the beginning of the Persian New Year. The Persian people, Iranians, are also in part of the Afghani. We are of the same tribe. We speak a very similar language. It's important to recognize that in this day of Nowruz, our Persian New Year, we greet each other by saying, Eid Shama Shama Mubarak. It's Eid Shama Mubarak. And that is the beginning of the new year. But the new year designates a new beginning and renewal. And it's important because as we welcome this turn of time, we also must recognize that while we spend billions of dollars with misguided wars abroad, we are siphoning away critical funds from us being able to meet unmet needs here at home. We have more homeless in the streets of San Francisco and throughout the United States. We are unable to meet the housing conditions that we should be able to throughout this country. We are not able to put the kind of food on people's tables so that they are helped to be sustained. And more people than ever, not since the Great Depression, are going bankrupt in this country. This is the wrong economic pathway for Americans. These are the wrong priorities. When Bill Clinton left office, we had no national deficit. Now our national deficit is over $1 trillion, propelled by the misguided and unchecked steps of Wall Street, but mostly propelled by two wars that don't represent our values. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ross. And now we have a great treat to wrap up this rally. We're going to hear from Equipto Boardstiff. Please welcome him.
Until the philosophy.
What's up, San Francisco? Is y'all in the house? Make a little bit of noise out there. Another. Is this not a rally or what? Make some noise out there. Yes, I see the Bob right there. Had to play a little Bob to set the mood real quick. I'm Equipto, San Francisco hip-hop artist. I'm also a preschool teacher at Compañeros del Barrio, you know what I mean? So I do work with the community, and I witness firsthand how it affects us, how the society affects our community, man. They try to cut the education, the DPT, the 850, DMV, City Hall, the bankers, all this is against us, man. We gotta wake up. Since this is an anti-war rally, right? Is this an anti-war rally? Well, let's get it right, though. We gonna have to fight. We don't want the war, but we citizens of this country, and we gonna have to fight. You understand that? This gathering right here is beautiful, and I love it, but we gotta sacrifice. Y'all, are we ready to sacrifice as people? I hope so, man. I shoot a missile at the White House. It's lights out. Bet you that mother ain't right now. It's straight blown to a crisp and I feel no sympathy. It's what you've been doing to others for centuries. What goes around comes around and y'all gonna get it. And what goes up must come down and don't forget it. Cause airplanes fall to death and none left. You could look up on the streets and everybody depressed. Man, you see poverty reflecting these times. F unemployment in the welfare line and the government that glorify lies. I feel like there ain't no other way except organized crimes at times. On the streets or on the edge or on the grind. See, it's all designed to take away your peace of mind. Those everybody who defend George Bush, can't you tell that he the devil by the way that he looks? For the police, straight take you to jail or the cold streets. Locked in the cell or the cold streets. Man, you just can't win. It's a death trap, any situation we in. Yeah, time will tell, but I can't trust that. But I might as well, with the law on my back. Have you setting up your own damn family to tell? No choice, can you relate? We're living in hell, we're living in hell. We're living in hell, we're living in. Let me hear y'all. Say si se puede. Say si se puede. Say si se puede. Say stop the war. Say stop the war. Say stop the war. Cut it good. Yeah. How y'all feeling out there? Y'all feeling good? We gotta let these people hear. Even these police officers, they all gotta hear us, man. We gotta speak our mind. We got the freedom of speech, I guess. You know what I mean? So let's use it to our fullest ability. Keep it moving, P. I want y'all to check this out real quick and speak my mind for the youngsters and all that. It's a countdown, like a race against time. It's all about how much you could take of this life. We're tired of the lies, how's America in debt? The pressure's destroying the characters of men. We living on the edge, we youngsters in the ambulance, overpopulated. Every day's a traffic jam, long ass lines. I know when time will tell, but this 9-to-5 busting my ass, it's like hell. Day-to-day schedules, living like a robot in the plastic world. Fake boobies and nose jobs. Girls is lost in liposuction. A girl might be pretty, but she got no substance. And dude got money, but he got no heart. His daddy died and his mama in a psycho war. Life is horror, so you wonder who's to blame when you've been trained all your life to do these things. downgrade the community and family growth. Our mentality is stuck on reality shows. Anything goes, you know, the situation's delicate. It looks good, but don't rely on the presidency. I feel responsible to write these songs, cause the media got you thinking right is wrong. It's a lifelong struggle, some see it as a duty, but without the pain, you wouldn't see the beauty. See, it's about action, more than being verbal. This whole damn hip-hop culture gone commercial. Tommy Hill, Louis Vuitton, and Motorola. McDonald's, Pizza Hut, and Coca-Cola. Every damn soda, the list goes on. They getting rich off some poison we misinformed. Girls wishing for the lotto, and hearts is hollow. Watching marathons of America's Next Top Model. Swallowing pills to feel accepted. Now more than ever, our youth's been affected. Later on in life, you sure gonna pay the high price. Go on YouTube, do you a search for zeitgeist. Ain't nothing you gonna ever see on VH1. Might have you change your life like DJ Run. But your brain entertained, you're blinded by the parties. Follow the next trend, buying the Ed Hardy. Supporting the fad when the youth can't support it. Rushing through life so they miss the importance. Cammy yelled when MTV yelled hyphy. But somehow the industry still took it slightly. Acting like they ain't never paid us attention. Stole game, never gave the Bay recognition. Man, it's all for nothing. These fools keep fronting. F the president, they cast like a fool, like a puppy. What's up? Is y'all in the house with me? Do me a favor. Let me see your hand. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. If you're tired of this, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. If you're tired of this, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. If you're tired of this shit, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. I'm out of here, y'all. Much love. U.S. out of Afghanistan, Palestine, Peru, Colombia, U.S., man, get out of everybody's pocket, man. Take care of our problems at home. We got problems at home we need to take care of.